Once upon a time, there was light in my life. Now there's only the thrift store vinyl hour. This is Skip Tillinghast, and I pity the people who say we have an unhealthy obsession with revenge. You know, I've been listening to last week's show about 1971, and I realize we missed a whole lot of songs and artists. So it's part two this week, music turning 50, John Denver will be along the Bee Gees. On the countryside, Lynn Anderson, Tom T. Hall, and Johnny Cash. Later on, we'll be joined by Richie Havens, Bill Withers, and Gloria Walker. Fifth Dimension, they were big back 50 years ago. Gene Knight and Rod Stewart. And after that, whatever we can squeeze in. The squeeze is on for our opening song this week. We're gonna give it to the Carpenters.
Love, look at the two of us.
Place I belong. I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrow.
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win?
Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again.
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
How can you mend a broken heart?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
And how can you mend this broken man? How can a loser win?
Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again.
La 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 la.
Anybody who abbreviates June, I'm watching you. I mean, how hard is it to spell the name of a month that's four letters? And I don't even want to think about July. We're talking all about 1971 and its impact on music this week. 50 years ago, when you might have heard the Carpenters on the radio doing For All We Know. After their initial number one hit, Close to You, five of their next six singles reached number two on the charts. It would be a couple years before they returned to number one, 1973, and Top of the World. You might have seen the Carpenters on the same Andy Williams special as John Denver. Another wholesome act, bringing us his biggest hit, Take Me Home, Country Roads, recorded and written with his good friends from Fat City, Bill and Taffy Danoff. The song would go on to become West Virginia's official state song. And speaking of number one hits, the Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? Long before Jive Talking, long before Staying Alive. Written by Barry Gibb in collaboration with his brother Robin. We've still much distance to cover here at the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. We best get back at it, and here's Lynn Anderson.
To have a dream come true. 'Cause every day I wake up singing, living on the sunshine love is bringing, and it's wonderful knowing that I owe it all to you. At last I've got a reason to be living. I'm at the end of the rainbow and the gold. God knows I love you, you're my man. I feel so safe when I'm in your arms, 'cause you're all man. You're heaven on earth and so dependable. Together we're a team that's just unbendable. I want the whole wide world to know you're.
Beside the road, like Jesus says, and relieve yourself the fast and gentle way. I was looking for an old man who lived way back in these hills, who just might have a story I could tell. Pretty soon the blacktop disappeared. I felt the car change to a lower gear. I took a drink of liquor just to chase away a chill. I was 27 miles from Olive Hill. Ahead, I saw the bridge where I turned right. A dirt road led straight up a mountainside. I pulled up to a farmhouse I thought I had seen before. An old man and his dog were at the door.
They told me this old timer knew this land. I told him, sir, I just don't understand why the kids in this state just grow up and move away and leave the land where they were born and raised. He said, son, you can't make it on this land unless you're happy working with your hands. There ain't no kids today that want to stay and work it out. They want to see the things they hear about. He said, I cleared this whole farm off myself, and I'd work it now, but time has got my help. Then staring out the window, resting in his easy chair, he told me what I'd really come to hear. That, you know, son, people used to tell their kids, now I don't want you to have to work the way I did. They don't, and some will tell you that it's a shame, but you have to think before you place the blame. I guess we must have talked a half a day till I told him that I'd best be on my way. He shook my hand and said, I'm glad I met you, Mr. Hall, but I guess there ain't no song here after all.
You wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
...1971, the year that 18-year-olds get the right to vote in the U.S. adding 11 million more voters to the rolls. The movement to give 18-year-olds the right to vote had its origins in the 1960s and really gained steam with the resistance to the war in Vietnam. On the radio that year, you might have heard Lynn Anderson singing You're My Man, her follow-up to her massive hit Rose Garden from the year before, and another song that featured her signature sound, the Lynn Anderson Shuffle. The career of country's singing storyteller Tom T. Hall was really starting to take off, and he sang us a song entitled Kentucky, February 27th, 1971, so we know where and when he wrote it. And we mentioned the war in Vietnam and protests against it a moment ago, and we heard music from a guy who might have felt right at home amongst the protesters, Johnny Cash, in his personal manifesto, Man in Black. It's the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, where it's time to get the weather forecast with Richie Havens.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. I cut that out, eh? That ain't all he brought her unto the man for.
Push.
1971 in the spotlight on this week's Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. Yeah, I know, we did this last week too. But I promise, this is the last one. In the first few months of that year, it was the Colts over the Cowboys in Super Bowl V. All in the Family debuted on CBS TV. And Apollo 14 landed on the moon, albeit with a lot less hoopla than the 1969 Apollo 11 mission. And on our hi-fi sets, we were listening to folks like Richie Havens sing his cover of the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun. Bill Withers was another one starting to emerge. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Bill Withers was working making bathrooms for airplanes when Ain't No Sunshine became a massive hit. And when he quit his job, the company presented him with a golden toilet seat. And then an artist we featured previously on Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, Gloria Walker, with the flip side to her minor 1971 hit, My Precious Love, Papa's Got the Wagon, which I think is preferable to side A. Of course, there's usually two sides to every story. And at the intersection, you'll find the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour.
Nothing now. You made him cry. Many poor girls cry. When they try to keep you happy, they just try to keep you satisfied. It's the best of.
Gonna get my love.
Steal my daddy's cue.
some famous movies to emerge from 1971. Tops at the box office that year include Fiddler on the Roof, Billy Jack and the French Connection, the James Bond flick Diamonds Are Forever, and lest we forget, Willy Wonka. The Fifth Dimension were riding high musically with Wedding Bell Blues, written by one of my favorite songwriters ever, Laura Nyro. R&B singer Gene Knight proved that the New Orleans sound was far from dead with Mr. Big Stuff. And Blue-Eyed Soul was well represented that year with Rod Stewart, based on a true experience Rod had 10 years before, and recorded in just two takes. The song was a number one hit pretty much wherever you went in the world in 1971.
Don't call me easy. Yeah.
We'd like to apologize to fans of the following artists for leaving them out of our salute to 1971. The Rolling Stones, Carly Simon, The Band, Cat Stevens, Linda Ronstadt, Led Zeppelin, The Who, and Neil Young. But there's lots of time left in this 50th anniversary year, so we'll make sure and feature those artists from time to time. Instead, we focused on the efforts of the 4X Beatles in 1971. Ringo Starr was most successful in the aftermath of the Beatles. He struck pay dirt with a song written and produced by fellow bandmate George Harrison, It Don't Come Easy. George Harrison, he was mighty successful by himself, releasing songs like My Sweet Lord and What Is Life, which we featured in that set. Paul McCartney had hits with songs Maybe I'm Amazed, It's Just Another Day, and Man, We Was Lonely. And then we had music from the biggest dreamer of them all, John Lennon with Imagine. The best-selling single of John Lennon's solo career reached number 3 on the pop charts. And you are number 1 in our hearts for listening this week. We'll talk again soon on another all-new edition of the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour.